No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today. You've heard me talk about telemedicine at Trinity Medical Care Center here on The Mark White Show. With Trinity Medical Care Center's telemedicine, you can skip the commute and get the care you need from the safety and comfort of your own home. You can contact Trinity Medical Care Center by calling 256-489-3192. You can also schedule an appointment on the web by going to trinity-medicalcare.com. Again, give them a call at 256-489-3192 and give telemedicine a try today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Raindrops are falling on my head. Just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed. Nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head. They keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun. And I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job. Raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they send to meet me won't defeat me.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Fay Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. And right now on the line with me, I have a very special guest, and many of you know him from his music, Mr. B.J. Thomas. Welcome to The Mark White Show, B.J.
Hey, thank you, man. Nice to be here.
I am talking to you from Athens, Alabama, the home of Glenn Hall and Yesterday's Event Center.
Uh-huh, great. Well, great. Yeah, I've worked Alabama many, many years. One of my favorite places. In fact, I'm planning to record in Muscle Shoals, as soon as we get through this mess, you know.
Very good. The first time I ever met you was at Yesterday's Event Center. Back then, I had a tortilla factory, and I made tortilla chips. And me and my wife came to see you, and we brought you a bag of chips and got a picture.
I remember that, yeah.
Well, we put your picture up in the restaurant. We were so excited that B.J. Thomas had tried our chips.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, great.
But now I'm in the radio business, so I decided to start a radio show where I would recognize people who are making a difference in our communities and share their stories so we can all be encouraged and inspired.
Oh, great.
And I am so glad to have you today. And if you would, just share a little bit of your early life, maybe what some people don't necessarily know when you were younger and just getting started in the music business.
They tell me I sang all the time from the time I was an infant to, very young till as I grew up. So I kind of got very, very interested in music when I was about 10 or 12 or so, and started really enjoying the music and singing in various churches. And we, where we lived, we were fortunate to live fairly close to a number of churches through my childhood. So I started singing at the churches, and I loved that music. And my dad was a huge country music fan. And so I heard the country music, you know, the Grand Ole Opry on the radio and all that, you know. And so I was very into music, and I loved Hank Williams, and there were various artists that had inspired me. And when I was about 13, 14, of course, Elvis was happening, and I heard To Be Loved by Jackie Wilson, which was one of the great Jackie Wilson songs, and it so inspired me and opened my mind to what you could do with music, and the feelings and emotions you could feel transfer to other people who are listening, and the emotions you could give them and inspire them. So anyway, I got very interested in music, and then I happened to get in a band when I was 15 years old. I grew up in Houston, but I got in this band in a little country town. It was a little bit bigger town now, but twin cities of Rosenberg and Richmond, Texas, a couple of towns west of Houston. When my parents moved there to this smaller town, it was probably very lucky for me. And I got involved with these guys who wanted to have a band through my older brother, and Roy Head. There was a guy named Roy Head, and his band was called The Traits. And he had the big hit Treat Her Right. And we wanted to have a band like that. And we started a band, and that's how that whole thing got started.
In the 1950s, I had family in Port Arthur, Texas, which wasn't too far down south of Houston. My granddad grew up in Corpus Christi, so he wasn't too far from that. It is interesting to hear the stories of musicians and people who their early starts began with somebody else's music and it inspired them. Now, if you don't mind, BJ, because it broke up just a second, what was the name of the song that you said inspired you?
Of course, Elvis was a big mind blower, and he was like kind of the first of that generation, the first really huge guy that really compared to, Sinatra and Dean Martin and Tony Bennett and those guys, Nat King Cole and those guys from the previous generation. So he made a big impact, and I really loved him. But the songs that really got me were the R&B, the R&B black artists of my time, Jackie Wilson and of course Ray Charles and a lot of those guys. And when I heard the song To Be Loved, it just so moved me, and I could just feel that this guy, whatever this guy was singing, Jackie Wilson, what he was singing, you could just feel that how much he believed what he was singing. And that was a big motivation and a big mind opener for me, was how music could really transfer those emotions. When you heard the music, if the person who was performing really sounded like he believed it and not just maybe just hitting the notes and trying to sound pretty or whatever, but he was the guy that really started me thinking about it and thinking about music seriously. And I had sung quite a bit, as I said, in the churches, and I was in the quartets, and I was the youth song leader and stuff like that when I was 13, 14, that kind of thing. And then of course I got in a band called The Triumphs was what we decided to call ourselves, in a little town west of Houston, and we started playing the teen dances out in the boondocks on the weekends at the big dance halls, which had previously to us only been oompah-pah band, polka things. And we were, at least in our area, we were the first rock and rollers and R&B music to come through there, and we kind of patterned ourselves after Roy Head and The Traits, as I said, and you know, that's how we got started. And we had our first hit. Well, we wanted to have a hit record and dreamed of having it, but, you know, we kind of knew we never would. But we aspired to that, and we had the chance to make our first album in 64, probably, and we cut the album one night, and the song I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry, the Hank Williams song, we had a version of that that I'd been singing at the dances, and it had kind of evolved into our kind of version of it, and you know, we put it out on record, and it found its way and became a million seller and got me started as a national artist.
And what a beautiful version that was, BJ. I wanted to ask you, I know you said your dad loved country music. How did your parents feel about the path you were taking in the music business?
Oh, well, you know, they kind of were, they were pretty dubious about it, as I remember. I mean, they didn't encourage me and they didn't discourage me. And, you know, I had seen Hank Williams when I was eight or nine years old, when the Grand Ole Opry came through Houston, and we all took us all down to the performance that night. And so I've always remembered that, and that's probably, I remember that being one of his favorite songs, so that's why I recorded that song. And they, you know, okay, I'm singing with a band, and, you know, of course they want to, hey, get a job, you know, so they didn't go one way or the other. But after I had the hit record, my dad was one of my biggest supporters.
Well, I tell you, one of the things about BJ Thomas, and people may want to try to cubbyhole singers and put them in a specific genre, you really fit in a lot of areas. And I think that you've alluded to that with the amount of music that you took in as a young person and the variety. It helped to build you into BJ Thomas, and this is your music and how you sing it, and it doesn't really place you necessarily in a genre.
Well, you know, even when I was a kid singing in the church, I always it was always like I was just almost motivated to sing them, and I don't know, it just seemed like I just couldn't sing that stock kind of thing, but I became very familiar with that music, and I realized it. Well, I mean, I didn't really realize, but I kind of had a little, I don't even know what you'd call it, but a little inspiration that would make me sing in a little different way. And then, of course, after I heard Jackie Wilson, I realized it was emotion and it was belief in what you were singing that made the difference. But the thing that really was the big catalyst for how I recorded and everything was Top 40 radio. You know, the first Top 40 station was here in Dallas, and the next two were in Houston. So Top 40 was a great format for music because they played all the genres and all the hit records on one station. They didn't have a separate station for every little wrinkle in the music like they kind of do now. And so you'd hear everything. You know, the country artists, the pop guys, the blues guys, you hear even some classical music on the Top 40 station. And so when we put our song list together in our dance, for our dances, we just would take, you know, at the first take our music off the Top 40 chart. And that's kind of what set that where, you know, well, I've never really tried to think of the genre when I did music. But I just did the songs that moved me and the songs that I liked, and that's why I've always kind of been comfortable in a lot of different genres.
COVID has really prevented us from being able to be out and about and do the things we normally do. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, let's talk about the fact that you are still very active in the music business and how people can tune in to BJ Thomas, and then hopefully when COVID goes past, they can start hearing you in person again. Will you stick with me?
Yes, I will. I'll be right here.
We are talking to BJ Thomas right now here on The Mark White Show. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Because I'm free, nothing's worrying me.
Thank you.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Welcome back. We are talking to BJ Thomas right now. Loving this conversation. If you listened in the first segment, you heard a little bit of BJ Thomas's early history and how he developed as a singer. We talked a little bit about where he does or doesn't fit in the music industry. But BJ Thomas is just BJ Thomas. And I'm so glad to have you on the line right now, BJ.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
We talked about COVID-19 and the effect it's had for people across the board, not just in the entertainment industry, but obviously in small business and across many different facets of our country. And it has slowed things down, but hopefully what will happen is we'll get the doors back open and you'll be able to go and tour again and come to Alabama and do the things that you do. Tell us about some of the expectations that you have moving forward after COVID.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I am planning on going into muscle shows with Billy Lawson and Dan Penn as soon as as soon as we can acquire the vaccine and get that vaccine. But this of course, this whole situation has stopped a lot of things, and so we're just trying to outlast this. And I've been basically quarantined here with my wife Gloria for almost 90 days, so we're not taking any chances. And a lot of people are going out to work to do the drive-ins and certain things, but I don't know. And I may do that too, but if we can figure out a very safe way to do it, then I'll get out there just as soon as I can. I've got a band. I've had a band, since 65. So, I got a lot of concern and stress about my band and how they're doing. And, so much of all professions have been stopped, but especially this, the one I'm in is the one that's affecting me. And, it's just almost a cold stoppage. I've done a thing or two from my living room, on Facebook and for some friends of mine, who were presenting a program of some music and, but it's not the same as being out there traveling like we
like course like I've done all my life. So we're all really looking forward to that.
If people wanted to connect with you right now, I know you said you've done some things through social media. Is there some way that you would like people to check out BJ Thomas music?
I've got a BJ Thomas thing on Facebook. Yeah, you can find some of my stuff online. My music is streaming, and you know, that's always there. But we do have the Facebook site, and we will keep you up on what we're doing on that.
Perfect. BJ Thomas, it has been a real joy to have you here on the Mark White Show today.
Mark, I tell you, I've enjoyed it myself, and you've got a great show, and I wish you all the luck with this thing. I appreciate your support. I just want to tell the people who are listening to your site here that I appreciate the support all these years and keeping me around all this time, and I really have enjoyed talking to you, Mark.
Well, let's keep you around a whole lot longer, BJ. We've been talking to BJ Thomas. Glad to have him here on The Mark White Show today. I hope you'll tune in next time. You have been listening to The Mark White Show and another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And I am your host, Mark White.
I'm high on believing that you're in love with me.
Hi, everybody. This is BJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
We may never
see tomorrow anyway. Guess I'll do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.